All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, Carson Price, a special post-game edition, round two, game one. Vancouver Canucks 5, Edmonton Oilers 4, and the Canucks take a stunning 1-0 series lead in this best of 7 Western Conference playoff series. Matt Sakaris alongside Blake Price, Grady Sass, hitting switches and conducting things, and as always, this show or presentation of Applewood Auto Group.
So many great deals. Where do we begin with the Applewood Auto Group? How about Applewood Infinity at the Richmond Auto Mall? Get the QX60 right now with lease rates at just 0.99% for 24 months on all trims. That's the 2024s too, don't you know? Get it all at Applewood Infinity in Richmond. It's all good at Applewood.
Where to begin with Applewood? Where to begin with this game, Blake? It's 4-1. It looks like the clock has struck midnight on young Artur Shelofs. You think game, set, match here, Edmonton with all that firepower, and yet somehow, some way, a 3-goal comeback. They score 3 in the third, including 2 in 39 seconds to take a astonishing 5-4 victory in game one. Your thoughts?
You know what? Strange to say this, but they deserve it. Like, yep. They should have won this game. The Oilers were kept to 14 shots.
They were the better team.
Yeah. The Oilers had 14 shots until late in this hockey game. Edmonton Oilers.
Their first shot in the third period came 15 minutes in. Now, granted, that's with Nugent Hopkins hitting a post when there is tons of net available and Shelofs is not aware of where the puck is, had completely lost the puck at that point. So he hits the post. If that goes in, that's game over. Cause that makes it 5-2. So they hit a post, but they were preventative. They went into a shell for a team with all that offensive firepower. They decided to sit on a lead, and the old saying in football, prevent defense prevents you from winning. I think that came to light here for the Edmonton Oilers.
This game was full of those weird swings. Cody Ceci nearly puts one into his own net. It misses his own post by inches, and he turns around and scores the goal that extends the Oiler lead and really makes you think, okay, it's not their night. And then Hyman adds the other one quickly thereafter, and you're like, okay, it's really not their night.
Yeah,
I mean, there's these wild swings. Canucks hit a post earlier. Mikheyev, Pettersson has the empty net on the power play. There was all these sort of possible exit ramps in the choose your own adventure here, where the storyline takes a different turn. Ultimately, the Canucks you know, chose the path in front of them and just kept on pecking away. Mm-hmm. Didn't panic. That Lindholm goal late in the second, so important.
Huge.
So important.
Huge.
Because two goals going into the third, like, you don't love that, but you don't think it's insurmountable either. Like, you get your
break.
That's
the big difference between belief and it's not our night. I'm quite sure. If that goal doesn't go in, I mean, look, I know we've seen three goal comebacks from this team and from others. Saw three goal comeback from the Colorado Avalanche in game one of their series. But, you know, that's an awfully, awfully tall mountain in the third period. Although, Blake, I am now starting to wonder whether we have a never say die storyline that has come. That is three third period comebacks in seven hockey games for the Vancouver Canucks this postseason.
And I'll be honest, they don't look super comfortable protecting leads. Do they just like to be the trailer? And do they just like that position? Now, I'm sure Canucks fans would like them to, you know, get a multi-goal lead themselves and see how they look protecting the lead. But, hey, just really smart goals, though. Like, you have to give some credit to Lindholm. I think he knew exactly what he was doing. He was hoping for exactly the outcome that he got. He was thinking defenseman or goalie, whoever it banks off of, I don't really care. And that one worked. The JT Miller goal, the Soucy pass, the Besser pass, the tip, all spectacular. Zadorov's just a hoper shot, but it's a strong shot through traffic. Love it. And Connor Garland's play, that little hesitation, that went exactly according to plan for Connor Garland as well, opening up Skinner a little bit and then it's quickly, you know, slicing that through his legs. I mean, just really smart hockey as they came back.
And I'm glad you showed it, Connor Garland, Blake, because we talked about it on the Daily Show today, but the third line had to be better. The third line, and you know, maybe Dakota Joshua's Mr. Game One here after another 3-point effort in game one.
Which is a weird title.
They're so good in game one of the Nashville series, then super quiet outside of that overtime winner in game four in Nashville. So, you know, you're sitting there going, this has been one of the best third lines in hockey. They need to be contributors. They need to be participants to a greater degree than they were in round one. You look up Joshua with the 3-point night. Lindholm, the huge goal that you talk about. It's a 2-point night for him. And Connor Garland with a huge goal on off a fantastic set play. I mean, Zadorov keeps it up. Miller, it's justice that he gets that goal, I thought, because, you know, they had some decent shifts that first line. I was sitting there going, is this going to be another somewhat decent night for the first line, except they just don't get on the scoreboard? Well, that's a heck of a tip from JT Miller, a really weird angle. I mean, that's not one that goes in a lot, but it goes in tonight. Heck, Nils Höglander gets on the scoreboard here, Blake, with an assist, and he's been so, so quiet. Carson Soucy with a 2-point night.
As I said, that quick pass across to Besser, mm-hmm. who whips it down to Miller, like, Susie's a bit of a granite block defenseman. I expected him to just put it right back down into the corner, put it in deep. No, he knows the time's of the essence. There's guys coming towards it. He quickly cycled that all the way across the entire width of the rink, got it quickly to Besser, and that started that goal. I mean, yeah great night for Susie.
Well, and we'll get into the Oilers here in a second, but first, a super tough night for Ian Cole. One part bad play, one part bad luck. He does wind up getting an assist here. But you wonder if Ian Cole was playing his way out of the lineup. I don't think that'll be the case now. He's a veteran. I think they'll trust him after the win. I personally believed, Blake, that they should have yanked Seeloffs at 4-1 or in the second intermission. Now, there are two shots from distance that go in here. One through a double screen. One gets deflected. If you want to say he bears no fault on either of them, okay, fair enough, but you're hoping to get at least one save on shots from distance like that. And then the second Hyman goal, I mean, that's just a bunny that can't go in. It does not deflect off Meyer's stick. It is just a soft shot that somehow creeps through the five hole. That's when you absolutely have to stop. And I thought that was going to be the backbreaker for him.
It was aptly described on the television side. The puck doesn't go off of Meyer's stick, but Meyer's stick checks Hyman just as he's shooting. And so the puck is affected then because Seeloffs can read that play. He sees where Hyman is going. He's reacting, getting ready for a high shot. And then all of a sudden it's a flutter by in between. Yeah. That's not where the shot was going. So There's an excuse there too. Yeah.
I guess, but I mean, it's a slow roller to the five hole. I mean,
you're right, it's just got to be stopped
at 3-1.
There's three goals there that all have a reason behind them,
mm-hmm.
but you hope that a guy has the quick enough reflexes to adjust on one of those. So I'll give you that. Then of those three, should a goalie be able to make a miraculous adjustment? Yeah, you'd love it once out of the three chances for sure.
So some of the great news here for the Vancouver Canucks, they win a game when Quinn Hughes was he even ordinary tonight?
Did not notice him.
Where the Elias Pettersson outage continues.
There was some effort there.
I mean, he's on the sheet for four hits, puts three shots on goal. Okay. But, you know, still the points aren't there for Elias. You know, the danger isn't quite there as much as you'd like to see it.
Just 17 and a half minutes of ice time too. I don't think they were running them out at full. Oh, pardon me. I'm looking at the wrong person. Looking at.
No, Lindo. I've got
so that was 1909.
19.
So, yeah, that's pretty normal. Yeah.
Actually, I see him at 1843.
I think you got to refresh one more. 1909 is on the final sheet.
Yeah. But nevertheless, we're two of the big stars. Don't play particularly well, where they don't get sensational goaltending. Once again, the power play continues to let them down and suck life out of them. They give up a power play goal for the first time in a while because the penalty kill has been so exceptional. They give up that power play goal in the opening minutes of the game after spending all week saying, discipline, we got to make sure we stay out of the penalty box. Somehow, some way, Ian Cole jumps onto the ice for a too many men, but 40 seconds into this hockey game, I mean, couldn't imagine a more
disaster. Yeah, it's just terrible. Just terrible. And the whole thing, that screams of super excited, too much energy. What's happening? The things are flying, and all of a sudden we got six guys out there.
But Blake, if that was a Zadorov or a young player doing it, I could understand. I mean, Ian Cole is supposed to be your rock steadiest veteran in that room, and he's the guy that's jumping over the boards. I mean, it's just incredible. And then he has, that first period, first 40 minutes, really, that he'd like to forget. Now, let's look at the Edmonton side of things for a second, Blake, because Connor McDavid emerges with an assist, a secondary assist, and let's face it, it wasn't like it was. I mean, that's just one where you get a point. That's not one where you did anything particularly special to earn a point. He does not have a single shot on goal, and he has one shot attempt all night. They held McDavid in check tonight. The Oilers blow a 3-goal lead. Skinner absolutely wants the is the Garland goal back? Yeah, the Garland goal. Off the inside of the leg and through. And, you know, as we talked about on the Daily Show, routes to victory for the Vancouver Canucks. You beat them four times in the regular season. You have now beat them five in a row. Edmonton has to be thinking, what does it take to beat these guys? And you have a goaltender who may well be scarred now in Stuart Skinner. McDavid's too good a player that he's going to bounce back. I do not think he's going to be that quiet two nights in a row. And then, of course, the big one for Edmonton, Leon Draisaitl looks a little bit lame. He is clearly trying to play through something and does not look himself. So,
and it's shoulder or back related. You saw him getting the adjustment on the bench. Shoulder or back, you know, as we know with Quinn Hughes and, you know, people just know at home, those don't just... You don't wake up the next day and go, oh, it's gone. You know, like it's going to be there. He can clearly play through it. But boy, that's going to be fun for the Vancouver Canucks because they know, let's just paste him. Anytime you can paste Draisaitl, paste Draisaitl. Now, he still got his. He had 2 points tonight, but he wasn't a minus one. I mean, the power play was the power play. Did you actually mention Connor McDavid's faceoff numbers there?
I did not, but those
28% in the circle, 5 of 18. Draisaitl was 2 of 7 himself. I mean, the Canucks dominated them there as well. And you're right, McDavid's eventually going to get his, but this is proof of concept. You can do this to him. So even if he goes off for 4 points in game number two and they win 5-2, you know that you can do this to him. You just did in the playoffs. So, and, you know, make them pay. So, you know, it's that's a big night for them in that regard. And again, it's not, this is a little less sheepish than the Nashville game, the miraculous Nashville comeback. Canucks didn't deserve to win that. That was a crazy game. Good on them for winning it, but they didn't deserve to win it. Canucks went out and won this hockey game. They just needed all 60 minutes to do so.
Yeah, let's go to the listeners here, the followers. And every game we put out a post-game tweet at Sekerson Price, what stuck out to you in the game? David, resilient. Playing well, but down by two because of unfortunate bounces in the first and second. The Canucks fought hard until the end. And Besser, he's become such a complete player. Great vision, great passing, out there at the end to keep the one-goal lead, blocking shots. Good shout, David. And, you know, I'll add, took a slash from Desharnais at the end of the first period that should have been a penalty and wasn't called.
Yeah.
So, I thought Pius Suter was pretty darn good tonight, Blake. In fact, at one point, I thought he was the best player on that line.
Yep.
And eventually that line comes through with a goal. For heaven's sake, Mikheyev threatened and could have had a goal tonight. So, you know, maybe, just maybe, the secondary scoring of the Vancouver Canucks, which of course did not show up in the Nashville series all that much. Heck, the primary scoring didn't show up very much in the Nashville series, but you see a hell of a game for the third line here tonight. Bluger, Hoglander get on the score sheet. You know, defensemen are getting on the score sheet, and Susie Cole Lindholm was terrific tonight. Terrific. You know, you do wonder where the long nightmare about secondary scoring may finally be coming to an end here.
And you know, boy, do the Canucks look smart here on Lindholm, because, you know, they were, it was a company line for the regular season. We got him for the playoffs. We got him for the playoffs. And we were just like, okay, but this is going to get a lot better. Boy, has he gotten a lot better. He's not electric, but he just does those little things. And it was fun to watch. So let me ask you this.
Yes.
She loves for game two.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Well, like I said, I think they will go She Loves because...
You think so, huh?
Well, because you won the game. Now, look, how many saves does he wind up making in the third period?
Four.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's certainly not a big sample to say he's, you know, back. I'm not necessarily sure there was a five alarm save there to hang your hat on.
He was a little bit more reboundy today. Like this.
Yeah, he sure was. He was looked... a little bit more scrambly. His puck tracking wasn't as good, Blake. Like virtually every facet that we praised him on through the three starts against Nashville came back towards the pack here.
I wouldn't blame them if they went to Smith. I wouldn't blame them.
No, I wouldn't blame them with DeSmith. I think he will go Shelovs, and frankly, I can support Shelovs off the start because he's won again here. He's 3-1, and you can go to DeSmith on a short leash if need be.
And you can tell the kid, you saw it's a different speed.
Exactly.
This is a different game. This looks different.
Right.
And hey, we talked about the line there for McDavid, his stats line. He's still scary. Like, he touches the puck.
Oh, yeah.
It's scary to watch.
It's terrifying.
And
Blake Draisaitl on a bat with a bad back, bad shoulder, whatever, gingerly and barely playing. He's got a 2-point night tonight. So that's just how impressive this team is from a scoring point of view, that you could have one of the two superstars playing at 75%, if he's even that.
Yeah.
And gets a 2-point night. And one guy who barely threatens the goal all night still scare the bejesus out of you each and every time he's got the puck in the offensive zone, and he somehow gets on the scoreboard. And Hyman was exceptional tonight, outside of maybe a defensive miscue or two.
The key to entertaining hockey in the NHL playoffs, your goalies have to be under 26. Maybe that's just the thing. Two really young goalies, 23 and a 25-year-old.
Okay.
Maybe that's it. You just put two really scared young goalies in net, and you're going to get 9 goals a game. Maybe this is the recipe for success for the National Hockey League.
I mean, there were goals tonight from Cody Ceci and Matthias Ekholm, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, exactly.
There were goals from distance from Nikita Zadorov here tonight, and frankly, I think Skinner probably wants the Lindholm goal back as well. So. Yeah, it right from the get-go, it was clear this is going to be a different series than the Nashville series. There's more space out there. There's more room. There's more pace. Frankly, that first period, I thought, Vancouver played into their hands a little bit because it was a bit of an up-and-down period, and I'm just not sure you can win run-and-gun hockey with the Edmonton Oilers. But, look, I think it's going to be fun from here. And as I said to your partner all week on our daily show, I thought game one was absolutely critical for the Canucks. I felt like if they immediately were on the back foot, had ceded home ice advantage to a team that was on a hell of a roll coming out of the LA series. And when I think they fully knew that they were probably a little bit lucky to beat Nashville in 6 games as they did, that could spell disaster for the Canucks. Instead, they got a 1-0 series lead. They're on to Friday. Maybe they have a goaltender decision to make, but the Oilers have a lot more questions than Vancouver does.
They really do. Final scoring chance numbers, 21-11 in favor of the Canucks. High danger chances, 10-4 in favor of the Canucks. This is all 5-on-5. And shots at 5-on-5, 19-12. Canucks won this game.
And that's amazing to hold a team like that to 4 high danger chances. I mean, they score 4 goals. They were lucky to
goals
get to
in
4
the game.
Goals.
Expected goals in the game, Matt. 2.5 to .94. The Edmonton Oilers didn't get above an expected goal at even strength.
Wow.
And I saw somebody tweeted this. The Oilers defend. Even if that power play does put you in a 2-0 deficit again, Matt, if you can settle down and stay out of the box, as the Canucks ultimately did, you can work your way back against this team. They are not that good defensively. They might be improved on the Oilers scale, but they are not vastly improved on the NHL scale, I don't think.
Hey, Blake, I thought Ceci, Nurse, Desharnais, I think those are defensemen that you can take advantage of, and the goaltender was certainly gettable tonight.
Yep.
Some of that has to change for the Edmonton Oilers going forward. Bet365 is a proud partner of Sakaris and Price. Blake, what? You had Vancouver at +220 to win the series earlier today?
That's not where
okay.
I went.
Okay.
No. I went with...
Well, there'll be less than
block
that.
Block shots. I went with block shots, if
all right.
Memory... Yes. I'll have to go double check as to what that ended.
No. I remember you bringing up that the series price on the Canucks was plus...
Yes, the series price was, yeah.
Right. It's going to be less than that now. 23 total block shots tonight from the Canucks.
No, but I had Ian Cole block shots, and I had 4. He only had a 1. Alas.
We deflected one into his own net. Does that count? Yeah. Open an account with Bet365 today. Bet on a huge range of markets. So whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Use code VANBONUS, all together, all one word, when opening that account. Thank you, everybody, for listening, watching here. We'll be back with the Daily Show, 11:30 a.m. Pacific time weekdays. We are live on YouTube, Facebook,
Mark Crawford,
Instagram.
Don't break this one down with us tomorrow.
And we'll talk to Crow, have him get the coach's look on this.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.